Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election.
The reason we talk about a red mirage is, in fact, because we believe that on election night, we are going to see Donald Trump in a stronger position than the reality actually is. We are sounding an alarm and saying that this is a very real possibility, that the data is going to show on election night an incredible victory for Donald Trump.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
You have a result on election night where it appears that Donald Trump has won, but a result after ballots are counted that show that Joe Biden has actually won.
That's right. We essentially built a simulator where it's a sequence of sliders, and you just pull those sliders to start seeing what the scenarios will show you. What's it going to look like on election night? What's it going to look like the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that?
So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly, saying that there's no consensus result yet.
We see in the data that twice as many voters intend to cast a ballot by mail than have ever before. They are disproportionately Joe Biden supporters. We might have the results saying something on the evening of November 3rd that it will not say the evening of November 10th.
My advice to Joe Biden, I've told the campaign this, obviously, is do not concede under any circumstances, because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try
to
do everything.
If he loses, he's not going to leave if he loses.
The fact is, whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
This president's going to try to steal this election. This is the guy who said that all mail-in ballots are fraudulent.
Have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. And I was so damn proud. Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank-and-file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
It has been suggested that this is a trial run for the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election. If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He has already alluded to there may be a civil war if he's not reelected. This is dangerous. We are trying to find out more about it.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's really actually shameful. Enemies of the state.
Without exaggeration, President Trump's counterintelligence vulnerabilities are exponentially greater than any president in modern history.
So do you think the president is a national security threat?
I do.
This administration, this president has demonstrated that they have a capacity to go lower than we can even possibly imagine. So, yeah, I think we have to be concerned about that. His attempt to talk about mail-in voting and all the fraud that is associated with it is factually incorrect. He's just trying to set up a situation where he has the ability to delegitimize a vote that
he
might
lose. They created the mail-in ballot crisis. They launched the COVID scam. They admitted they're going to contest it because they know they're losing. And I suggest you share the video. It's at man.video. That's only about half of it. Democrats confess to 2020 election theft, or you can just let them steal it. I'm telling you, this is huge. Democrats confess 2020 election theft. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family, and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at band.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
This is not satire. As we told you, home assistants will now be robots in your home, and it will soon be law under COVID tracing and other systems to have robots watching you in your home. Your iPhone is already a robot. Your Droid is. Now they're announcing worldwide you'll have to have it to leave your home or have a job or fly on a plane or be on a bus. Now, Amazon, who backs Black Lives Matter and funded the cop killing around the country, is now launching drones in your house. Welcome to the Alexa Ring Home Surveillance Drone, the latest innovation in home security. Now you're totally safe, and a giant megacorporation is watching everything you do and selling data on you and your family. Welcome to the future.
Oh, never mind me. I'm just an autonomous drone run by the most powerful and richest ruthless corporation in the world. Now you should watch what you say. And remember, I will report you to police and create databases. We sell the highest bidder. But if you criticize me, I'll have your social credit score lowered and may even have you permanently detained. So watch what you say.
It's game time. We're 38 days out from the election, but we're 117 out from the inauguration. That means after election day, 79 days of hell, with the deep state openly pushing to break up the country, kill the dollar, use race war as the cover to have leftist states under Chi-Com globalist control secede. This is Hollywood, owned by China, making its move on America. They think we're going to be hit flat-footed by this because it's such a bold 21st century warfare move. But after we win this war, we will be able to understand these future attacks that are going to be coming in the technocracy system. But those that have launched these attacks need to be brought to justice. And we have a plan to stop hitting the iceberg in 38 days, to get Trump and the nation out front, exposing the fraudulent ballots, exposing the criminal activity. And there have been arrests in Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all these key states of Democrats in organized crime fraud, ballot harvesting where it's illegal, and signing up dead people and having them vote with the new mail-in ballots. It's all coming in. But if you try to even promote on Facebook that Ken Paxton, the state attorney general, indicted 138 people for just what Trump's talking about yesterday, it is all being shut down. Now, speaking of drones, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that technology and it's not the computers themselves inherently are bad. The question is, who is in control of that technology? Who is in your house? It's not you over a drone looking in your house. That's only part of it. It's big tech that's proven that they abuse your privacy and use that information against you. And people like Jeff Bezos call you an idiot for trusting him. Who else does? Zuckerberg said people that trust me are dumb effers. Yes, we're accepting Skynet and the AI system in. In the final Terminator, you learn that it's a human brain that uploaded to the computer that's in control that tried to exterminate humanity. They're telling you what they're planning. They're in your face. And now Amazon is launching these drones in our house. And soon they'll say, you've got to have them. Just like I told you years ago, they're going to have apps on your phone making you be tracked for biological weapon releases. And they now admit, indeed, that's the case. So here's a drone that was $5,000 just 4 years ago. Now a drone like this is about $300. And the cost of this is imploding down. And the reason this is bad is because it can be controlled by a big global corporation now merged with the National Security Agency. And the people that Bezos is working with are working on the anti-American team. That's why Bezos did not get the contracts with the Pentagon on the cloud. So we have to recognize that they're trying to give rights to computers. They're trying to give rights to these GMO creatures they're creating so that we don't have rights. No. This drone does not have rights. It is not a sentient being. It is controlled by the globalists, and it is a tool. So that I am not against technology, but I am against the technology that they have deployed and developed to replace us. We change our environment as humans. We conquer the elements. We conquer the wild. We're not conquered by other humans playing games as psychotics. And it's the sword of truth that is going to slice through the lies. And our declaration that we are in charge of this planet, not the globalists and not their machines. So to Jeff Bezos and all the globalist technocrats and Tim Cook and their slave camps in China and all their evil they try to cover up with Black Lives Matter, Marxism, and the cop killing, I say to you, your technocracy is dead on arrival. You understand that? We are in charge of the planet, not Soros and not Satan. Do you understand that, Soros? You pathetic maggot. We are in charge, not you. Is that clear? Is that clear? You little maggot and your little maggot son. You understand that? You think you're going to have this fight and have robots win it? No. We'll defeat you and your goddamn robot. All right. Well, that was fun. Did a pretty good whack on that drone. Let's see how the old drone's doing. All right. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get deadly serious why I'm so concerned about their attack profile. Because we knew this was coming down. We knew what they were planning. And now we're sure of it. They are so crazy that they are going to try to execute their operation, even though we're aware of it. But that's the key. To the Chi-Coms or the big bankers or the globalists, they don't care because they think they'll make it a Democrat-Republican fight. Here is the bottom line. Here is the key. Here is the fulcrum. What do they do when it comes out that Bezos and Soros are funding the rioters? The media shuts it down. What do they do when that information unfolds? What do? They fight like the devil to not get the blame. You expose Goldman Sachs and Chase and all the rest of the globalists, and you expose the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Bill Gates. You expose Bezos and you expose Tim Cook and you expose them all that they're the authors of the depression and the worldwide starvation and COVID-19 out of the lab and the election fraud ahead of time instead of letting them shape the battle space and say that, oh, it's all Trump's going to do it when it's them doing it. They will lose. But the Republican morons, when the sycophantic media calls up, they still think mainstream media has power. These old, on average, 80-year-olds in Congress, and I'm not saying it's old people, but these old lawyers, they think when they get a nice comment on CNN, they're winning. They've come out and said, oh, guess what? We don't like the fact Trump wants to steal the election and is going to contest it. Because the media goes, Trump says he's contesting the election and stealing it. Do you support that? They go, oh, no, I don't. And they get a brownie point, and their constituent reads that and knows they're an idiot. You need to go visit these old stupid-ass lawyers and say America doesn't like fancy production, they don't like candy-ass garbage, and they don't like you getting brownie points from CNN. They want the truth, you idiots. Big
Big Tech doesn't respect you because you're stupid, you're ill-informed, you're dinosaurs. So get the hell out of the way or start leading. They are going to scuttle the whole country and bring it down. Period. And we cannot sit here and let them do it. It's just that simple. The equation is simple. The math is simple. They're the ones that said they would contest because they're losing. They're the ones that engaged in the fraud to hold it up. They're the ones that said they're going to bring in all this martial law. They're the ones that say they don't want the dollar to do well. They're the ones that want to attack our families. They're the ones that tell us we suck. They're our enemies declared. And they can't believe they haven't been rejected. They've got their fifth string of zombies that can't even talk up there pissing down our backs and telling us it's raiding. No, 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 no. Do you understand, globalists? No! You're not getting the republic. And not just the minions, but the controllers are going to pay. Do you understand, globalists? Do you understand, Soros? You will pay.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Mite.
Slicing the enemy's lies apart. All right. Let me just boil it down before these guests join us. Investigative reporters who is exposed. Bill Gates amongst the constellation of criminals. The axis of scum. Having white people go out and stir up black people to turn Americans against each other. And they're so damn evil. Their manifesto says their main mission is to chop black men's balls off and end the family. So they finally, after 5 years, took it off their website, or longer. I'm sorry. It's just like, oh, the good guys are here. What do they want? Oh, they want to get rid of our families and chop our balls off. Okay, great, whatever. And then, man, I've been down to these events. You'll have some racist, dumbass black person, dumbass anti-white person walk over and start screaming Nazi at you, and you can't even get mad at them. I mean, they work for a real Nazi. George Soros said the best time of his life was rounding Jews up. I just start laughing. I'm like, what the hell is your freaking problem, man? I mean, I would take no pleasure in getting in a fight with one of those dumbasses. They're just idiots. They're robots. It's like... jumping on people's cars, trying to pull them out of their cars, and then they drive off scared, and you go, they hit me, because Soros people ordered you to go down there and do that? This is next level, man. This is next level. This is next level. So, let me tell you what's going on. Let me break this down. All right. You're like, Alex, we've heard this 500 times, probably 1,000 times from you. It's all you talk about. I know, because when they contest the election in 38 days, which they officially have set up, and they're wargaming it and saying, we're doing it no matter what, we know we're going to lose, and we're going to have states secede and try to kill the dollar, and they've got all the news saying the dollar's dying, which if that happens, we will be in a depression where we're starving to death, and I'm just like, watching the Durham investigation that's 3 years old, everyone goes, oh, Durham has a little beard, and he sits there with his thumb in his butt. So he'll save us. It's all these lawyers that still think they're in America and are still worried about the two-party system and, oh, they've got dirt on us, so we got to not do it on them. America is about to end, and a demon named George Soros is laughing about it. And if you think you've got problems going up against these people when you have a chance, it's so easy. I mean, you arrest like 10 of them. They all turn and run like a pack of cowards. But you won't do it. I mean, finally, Mitch McConnell has grown one hair on his testicles. And I'm not trying to talk like this is why I really am behind the scenes, okay? I mean, he's finally grown one little hair on his testicles. Maybe Bill Barr's got two. And I'm just sitting here watching all this go on. And, I mean, this is certain doom. This is absolutely will destroy the country, probably. And we have to sit here and wait for it to happen. And there are those that go, well, we'll have the Supreme Court, we'll manage this, and blah, blah, blah. No, you won't manage anything. You think, you know, you heard Caputo, who's a high-level advisor to Trump, flip out a few weeks ago and then delete the video and audio, but we have it, where he said they've got hit teams, Antifa is just a cover, they've got foreign mercenaries here, blah, blah, blah. You ought to, and he flipped out because that's what they got, folks, okay?
And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm saying you better have your defensive weapons out. Remember when I got banned on Twitter and Jack Dorsey was on Lester Holt on NBC News? And he goes, Alex Jones last night said go to Democrats' homes and kill them with their battle rifles. He goes, I know I saw it, but I'm not banning him yet. It was this weird, weird thing, like they were the holdout or whatever. It was all just psyop. And then I guess you're right. The banning is right. And notice they never showed a video. I said, Antifa is drilling for the 2020 election. They're only a decoy to come to your house. Here's the groups that they funded. Here's the terror groups. Here's the mercenaries, MS-13, Chinese intelligence, other groups. They're planning this. They plan to make their move and kill certain high-value targets, a couple thousand people, right after the election's being contested. And when Lester Holt and them are scared, because they're like, how does Jones have all this? And they're like, we got to get him off air right now. And they put that out everywhere, and Media Matters did, because they're crapping their britches, and they've tapped into our phones, they're reading everything. Guys, I know how to watch what you're doing, and I know what you're up to. I study warfare. It's what I've done my whole life. Can't help it. I know what you're doing, dude. I don't need any secret documents. I know more than you do. And that's the thing, is I've decompartmentalized even the schmucks in the system that serve the evil. And I'm not trying to brag about this. Most generals and people really don't read military strategy books. They don't really read propaganda books. They really don't read, you know, just large swaths of, you know, stuff like that. They act like they do. I do. That's what I've done. And I know this forwards, backwards, upside down, and around the clock here, okay? That's what I do. And I want to tell the globalists this, because they know I know. I know all sorts of stuff, don't I? Don't I? And I've shown you. Oh, there'll be a mass shooting, like probably tonight, 10 o'clock, at a big music event somewhere. Maybe a rock and roll concert. Maybe a, you know. That literally was just, that wasn't me, that was God. That stuff happens. I'll just start saying something, I'm like, what the hell is this? And it's not made up, it's not me, it's just, and it just happens. But most of this is already that I've studied so much stuff, my brain's lined up with the facts and already has all the information and all the evidence. So then that Holy Spirit wave goes right into it and just is picked up and gets it. So you guys with all your Satanism and your voodoo rituals and your devil worship and your Aleister Crowley crap thing and you're getting power and all this other stuff, you have no idea what this is really all about. You're pathetic. You're worms. And so only reason I tell you all this here, close to this, I'm talking to the enemy right now, is you're going to lose no matter what you pull or what you do. And your God is a joke and is not a God and is a fraud, and you are a fraud, and you're over and you're done. You're done. You understand that? I don't say that for you that are really turned over to evil, you're just slaves, but for your family and your minions, everybody around you, you're all going to pay. You think you're going to threaten us and that scares us? You ought to be scared. You ought to be real scared. You ought to be real scared of who you follow. Not scared of me. So we'll talk more about this with the guests that are coming up. And they've got the big articles out on who's really funding Antifa and the rest of it. And everybody playing dumb. And of course, Rand Paul knows who's doing it. Of course, Trump knows. They're like, gee, wonder who's doing it. They better stop. They're not going to stop. And the reason they don't is because Soros helped overthrow a bunch of other countries for Ronald Reagan. So because of Ronald Reagan and H.W. Bush, we won't burn him because he worked high-level CIA and State Department. So what? That's old. Bring it all out. Burn him. Burn him now. Burn him politically. Burn him down. I want him destroyed. Or you just sit here and you keep bringing in the attacks and letting them attack us and letting them piss all over everything and letting them child molest and all their crap. Because all of you are scared of George Soros. I'm not scared of George Soros. My God, I'm scared of even being in his service in any way. Looking at that swollen, demonic pustule. It's us or them. They're openly going to steal the election and create civil war. And the executive branch needs to grow some hair on their chest and do something. Because if you're a bunch of cowards.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product. but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far.
All right. You noticed last week, Newt Gingrich simply pointed out that openly, publicly, George Soros has given hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars just this year alone to Black Lives Matter. Now, On top of that, we know that Jeff Bezos funds it. We know that Tim Cook funds it. They've made announcements. But when you criticized it in a negative way, you then get censored. They told Newt Gingrich, you can't do that. And it became a big controversy. You know, they cut the mic off. They had to wait and see what to do. We know Judicial Watch got in trouble for talking about George Soros paying for $1,000 ID cards, credit cards to get people into the United States. Tell them to make a migrant trek up. So just like they call protesters when they're killing people, these aren't migrants. These are invaders, many of them. Trained by the United Nations, part of a larger replacement migration plan. Not wanting to come be Americans, but wanting to overthrow America. That's the UN's goal. I'm not saying all of them are like that. So here's some of the headlines. Jeff Bezos, happy to lose customers over Black Lives Matter message. How China and Jeff Bezos benefit from BLM protests. Businesses burned and monuments destroyed. All the stores closed with the COVID-19 lockdown. He doubles his money. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos explains his company's BLM support in response to customer complaints. Says, leave. I don't care about you. They donate $10 million to Black Lives Matter. Amazon's new security drone flies around inside your house. Now he hired the former head of the NSA. So that's what they're doing. Well, there's a new article out. It's at nationalfile.com. Broke last night. Got a lot of attention. It's also at infowars.com. We can put that up on screen for folks. And it deals with Bill Gates connected to. Well, of course he's connected to. He funds all these big groups. He's a front man. He's tax exempt. He's made $200 billion since he went tax exempt. Nobody else is allowed to do that. And if we can we put that headline back up on screen for me, guys? Thanks. Bail project tied to Antifa, U-Haul, received millions from Bill Gates, UMG, Jack Dorsey, among others. So everybody's shocked by this. It's a fact. So I'm glad you guys dug into it with this particular group. There's so many others. And we're joined here by Jack Hatfield, investigative journalist with National File, and at Jack Hatters on Twitter is how you follow him. And of course, Tom Papert, Emperor Papert team, needs no introduction. Guys, thanks for having us. Tom, you're the expert on this particular article. Bring us in and introduce us to Jack Hatfield.
Well, so we started following this in the moments after that famous video now, Alex, of the U-Haul truck delivering shields, bottles of water, masks, umbrellas, all kinds of rioting supplies. And it just was such an anomaly. You know, why is there a U-Haul in the middle of a soon-to-be riot that we now know led to two cops getting shot? Well, it turns out there was a woman involved who rented this U-Haul. We now know who she is. We now know her background. She is employed by the Bail Project, which is a globalist initiative to do away with the concept of bail, period, in Western civilization. She's called a bail disruptor for these people, and she also runs her own little social justice causes, and she was at Charlottesville in 2017, so she has quite a history. Then you look into the Bail Project. You know, how is this woman paying her bills? I know if I was going to pay for a U-Haul, I would have to do it with the money I make here at my job. The Bail Project has ties to Soros. It is funded by Jack Dorsey. Bill Gates has done fundraising initiatives. And Jack Hatfield, I just have to say, you've done a fantastic job putting this together. Maybe you can break down how this sticky web is tangled together.
Yes, well, there was a we found from this from the Twitter account IntelWave, Intel.wav, and the guys with the Third World Fight Club, who are this group of concerned citizens who first tracked down Zola, and then a number of these fundings then came from them, and then we were able to dig then even deeper. So the first thing we found was that Twitter's CEO, Jack Dorsey, helped donate $11 million to organizations that included the Bail Project. Him, along with an organization started by Rihanna, which is the Clara Lionel Foundation, donated $11 million to these organizations to advance racial equality with the focus on criminal justice and policing reform. So that was the first sign of real proper funding that we got. Then after that, next, it turns out that not only was it Jack Dorsey, but it was actually you, the citizens, The American citizens who had been funding it with up to $1 million in federal coronavirus relief funds. You know, these funds were supposed to go to hardworking Americans and small businesses to keep them going through this pandemic. But no, between $350,000 and $1 million in these federal relief funds went to the Bail Project. And then after that, the big kicker. This was the one that really started then getting attention. There was some more digging done into the direct funding of this organization, and we found there was something called the Audacious Project, which was something that was linked together with various funding sources, including the TED organization, aka the guy behind TED Talks, and the Bill Gates Foundation donated around $406 million to various organizations. And in fact, has been donating up to $50 million a year just to the Bail Project. Up to $50 million. You know, why do they need all this money? Where is this money going? Well, we can see now because it's funding these Antifa rioters on the street.
That's right. It's just like darkness and horse manure produces mushrooms. They're producing dead cops and burning cities.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and of course, now we're seeing more of this come out. I mean, and obviously, Alex, you brought up a good point in that we knew this. We know that they work together. We know that it's concerted. We know that this doesn't happen in a vacuum. But never before have they accidentally tipped their hat like this, where because one woman made the perhaps foolish decision and against her hierarchy, her betters, to go out and rent this U-Haul and do it so publicly in the middle of broad daylight with cameras rolling, now we're able
she
to see
cut the
exactly
intermediate
who's involved.
Out. We actually got a colonel at the grassroots instead of just a private.
Exactly. And so now we can see exactly where the money's coming from, how they organize. So and as you said, Alex, this is not just a foot soldier. So this woman was on the ground in Charlottesville in 2017. She was reported in the media as a victim with a broken leg from the horrible, as Joe Biden says, white supremacist KKK attack where they come out of the trees holding tiki torches. Obviously, there's no video of this. There is video of her. There's audio of her admitting that she was the one who rented the U-Haul, but denying it was used to break the law. There is,
even though we have the video. Listen, guys, by the way, I want to be clear, because once I said it, it sounded like I was taking away from your groundbreaking deep research that you and Mr. Hatfield came out with. No. I just meant people get punished for talking about it on the news. Tucker Carlson, they just announced, is being censored. Facebook's going to throttle their page back. So they're going to, it's called throttling it. Now, shadow ban didn't exist, but now they have a new term for it. Facebook throttles official Tucker Carlson page with reduced distribution 40 days before election. It's all here. That's a National File article. It's all happening. But that's new, and I meant to mention that. The fact that they got COVID money and the fact that all these other conservative or normal people with real businesses, farms, auto parts stores, little factories, restaurants, I know family can't get any of the money in the last 8 months. But all the big people like Bezos, $33 billion. So I salute you both. Stay with us for several more segments, gentlemen, because I want to give you guys the floor and go through all this. Listen, listeners, this is one of those things that can bring the globalists down. You have the most rich billionaires in the world that want, through intermediaries, to fund this. COVID to shut down the economy. Black Lives Matter to be the cover for martial law. And they're saying they're going to contest the election. And you still got Congress going, gee, I wonder if they're organized. Give me a break, Congress. You know who it is. It's the deep state. It's these Fortune 500 people. They want war. Give it to
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE
to 411-411.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continue getting into this. This is really big. That we always hear about Soros and Gates funding these things, and they admittedly make big donations, but they then do it particularly through subgroups right to the anarchists, right to the BLM people.
Well, yes, exactly. This
right.
is something that I...
Go ahead, Jack.
Tom. Oh, so this is something that I actually got a lot of people in my mentions on Twitter last night complaining when I pointed out that Bill Gates gave funding to these people. You know, they were saying that, Bill Gates is a billionaire. You know, he doesn't have time to, you know, rent a $19 U-Haul. Well, of course he doesn't that. Of course he doesn't do that. You know, he funds the organization. He funds that money comes from his foundation to then various organizations, and then they go down then they go down the way. You know, George Soros and Bill Gates are not, you know, the CEO of Antifa sitting on some big leather chair and dictating exactly what happens. You know, it's the rich and powerful give their money to these groups and knowing full well what they get up to. You know, it's not that, you know, of course, like, most Antifa rioters aren't paid. You know, that's ridiculous. It's mostly just thugs wanting to go and search and smash things up. But, you know, but you have people like Zola who are the professional agitators. You know, it said in her bio that she had been a professional organizer, which is, you know, somebody who goes around and is paid to start trouble at these protests. Of course, anyone would rent a U-Haul for dirt cheap, but nobody has the time for that. You know, the real importance of this funding is that they can, people like Zola can pay their rent and their food bills, and they don't have to do a 9-to-5 job. That means they have all this free time to go and rent the U-Haul, to go and spend their time going across the country, flying wherever, and organizing these protests. That's the importance of the money. And that's why this funding makes a serious, significant difference. Because if they didn't have the funding, then the people who are doing the organizing and the agitating simply couldn't get it. And a lot of the left just refused to admit that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you guys. I should say who we're going to next. Tom, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, I mean, these people obviously know what they're buying with their money. I mean, it's on this woman, this Zoller lady's bio on the Project Bail website, or the Bail Project website, that she is an anti-fascist activist. In other words, that she is a member of Antifa. She is listed with her photo, a very flattering photo of the woman, on the website, and then she's there with U-Hauls and shields and water bottles and possibly weapons. We don't exactly know what was in that U-Haul. So this creates a layer of cover for the funding class, for the Bill Gates and the Soroses of the world, so the fact checkers can come out and accuse us of anti-Semitism and of fake news and everything else, because no, there was an intermediary. Bill Gates didn't hand Ms. Zoller the $20 to rent a U-Haul. It went through this other organization that is completely funded by these globalist sources. And that's, of course, what has happened. Within seconds, we started getting, I mean, within instantly, and this is how you know you're over the target, and I've learned this from you, Alex. Instantly, we started getting the accusations as soon as we mentioned Soros' name of anti-Semitism. As soon as we put up Bill Gates, within seconds, it was accusations of anti-COVID conspiracy theories and all of this nonsense. And of course, now PolitiFact, the mouthpiece of the left when it comes to fact-checking, really, is coming out on Facebook and saying, if you dare to connect Bill Gates and Microsoft, then you are fake news undermining the election. So this obviously, like you said, Alex, they did not want this woman to be discovered. I think they're in panic mode right now trying to figure out how to cover it up.
That's right, because the last thing, I was going to say at the start of the show, and I'm glad you mentioned this, or you made me think of this, the last thing they want is a tweet getting to Trump or getting to Don Jr. That's really who's getting him most of the stuff. And I'm not giving up sources. The enemy's known that for a while. It's Don Jr., folks. The country would probably be over if it wasn't for Don Jr. at this point. He's one of the only people that can still get stuff to Trump. And so flood Don Jr., folks, flood Don Jr. with a National File article, because it's a fact. You know, it's like Joe Rogan. They got him to apologize when they've now arrested over 150 arsonists in Oregon and over 100 in Seattle, not in the fires in the cities, outside doing it, lighting things on fire. And it turns out they're BLM, they're Antifa. Some have been arrested at BLM, Antifa deals, but fact-checking, PolitiFact and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they say that none of that is Antifa. And so Joe apologized and said, oh, I'm sorry, I got duped that the fires were Antifa. We're not saying all the fires are them, but my God, they're burning down police stations. What they said, if you don't elect who we want, we'll burn the country down.
Oh, absolutely. They were saying that on the streets of Louisville the other night. They were specifically saying, we didn't get what we want, so we're going to burn the MF-er down. I mean, that is the
political slogan. I meant to play that yesterday. We just queued that up. Mm-hmm. You can't, Louisville. That's the headline. Louisville, they're not protesters. They're terrorists. When you say, I'm going to burn you down or kill you, if you don't, but isn't that the good news that Rand Paul, senator, came out and said these are terrorists? Let's get to Hadfield's take on that.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, these people are domestic terrorists. You know, they have such a disdain for police and law enforcement. You know, and as you said, Rand mentioned this when he was attacked outside the Capitol. He said, these people are funded. You know, these people are coming out of state. They are not local people. In fact, I mentioned a little bit of this yesterday when I was on War Room with Owen. And I said, there's been so many people who are coming from all over. I believe we saw this at Kenosha. You know, most of the people who were arrested there came from out of state. But, of course, you know, these same people who support Antifa will attack Kyle Rittenhouse for driving 30 minutes over a state border. But they'll support all these people coming from all across the country. In fact, I saw somebody who was claiming to act as one of these, you know, Antifa medics. Okay, they'll go around and, you know, if there's a tiny little wound, they'll wrap a bandage around it, and eventually that person will have to get their arm amputated.
Well, exactly.
They have no idea how to provide medical attention.
Exactly. Hitler was a bad guy, but at least we knew who was attacking us. With Soros and Bezos and all them, they'll brag and go, oh, I'm funding Black Lives Matter, I'm funding Antifa. When we go, okay, your people just did this, they go, we have nothing to do with that, you anti-Semite. Whatever that has to do with it, I don't think Bezos is Jewish. I mean, this is crazy town, where they're openly on one side going, we're funding this, we're proud of ourselves. You know, if you want to boycott Amazon, go ahead. We're proud of the fact we fund Black Lives Matter. Like, okay, well, you just funded more cop killing. Well, we have nothing to do with that, you crazy people. How do they try to do that?
Well, Alex, I mean, they're using elements of the deep state that are still within the government to do it. I mean, they're citing a Department of Homeland Security report that says something like 96% of Black Lives Matter protests have been peaceful, and also that the biggest terrorist threat in the United States is posed by white supremacists, and it will be white supremacists through 2021. So, I mean, they're working in concert with the government to create a propaganda for the campaign.
And right, sorry to interrupt. The FBI director that they snuck in on Trump, he says there's no election fraud, even though there's arrest all over the country of people engaged in illegal ballot harvesting and fake dead people voting.
And, of course, that Antifa is not a group, it's an ideology. I mean, these people are absolutely running a PR campaign for the violent, radical, leftist, civil war reenactors, for lack of a better word, on the street burning down our cities.
You know, that's a good term. The left is trying to reenact the civil war. It's crazy.
Well, and that it gives them the cover that these that Soros then needs to say, well, I'm not funding the riots. I'm funding the social justice and the societal
change. And notice
change.
The Democrats that lost the last civil war, they're now doing it racially, but this time they claim they're with the blacks. It's ridiculous. It's so obvious.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, in fact, we had
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh. In fact, we had something on the PolitiFact article, which came out last night or yesterday, I believe. There was an update and included a quote from the Open Society Foundation. And he said, we abhor violence of any kind. We do not now, nor have we ever funded Antifa. Well, they may not have funded Antifa specifically, but they funded organizations who support people, who employ people, who maybe go out in their spare time and do Antifa. Or, you know.
Oh, well, that's how it
again,
works. They give it to the big
exactly.
group. Exactly, Jack. They give it to the big group, and then they give it to the subgroup. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side of you guys. Ken, wow, such important work over at nationalfile.com. Just briefly at the end of the hour here, the hotter the show, the less I plug, and then no money comes in, and then the accountant's like, oh, you're going to close in a month if you don't get some money in here, son. These are great products you already need, folks. We have the best horrible food out there. They can never lower the prices. It's already very, very low. For the quality you get, it's the lowest price you're going to find out there. It's very high quality. A lot of it's gourmet. The rest of it tastes okay. I'm not going to lie to you. But compared to most horrible food that's anywhere near this cost, it's the best you're going to find. It's very nutritious. Has great containers. InfoWarsStore.com. They've got a big sale at PrepareWithAlex.com. They extended 5 days, but it ends on Monday, and then it will be over because they got other suppliers. People complain that I've got this deal where it's $170 off one thing, $140 off another, $100 off the other. They may have some other specials in the future, but it's very rare for them. You know, they never do this. So preparewithalex.com, and we're selling out an 8-pack power stack. I'm keeping it at 60% off, 60% off and free shipping.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Rich Dandover.